a poor boy from a poor country, fighting my life through hard poverty. It was one of those days where it was really hard. Me and me fame would do anything for a block of lard. My mother had decided it was unfortunately time. Take the old cow to the pawn shop and earn a dime. But instead of a dime, I traded it for some special beans. Weirdly shaped and colored in various greens, I took them home to show my mom. She snapped and told me how I could be so dumb. I was confused, I asked what's going on. She threw my beans out the window, they were all gone. She explained, what the hell are we gonna do with beans? I don't know, maybe grow some greens, get some food, maybe put you in a good mood. She was having none of it, and I got an ass whooping. She was having none of it, and I got an ass whooping. Woke up at 7, a giant ass tree that shot up to heaven. But it turned out not to be a tree. Instead a giant vegan shiitake as big as you can see. My ass was curious, I climbed all the way up there and went past the clouds, into very cold air. As I reached the top and climbed off, there stood a castle that didn't seem far off from one of them stories you read about in them kids' books. I couldn't believe my eyes and gave it a big look. I went inside, very cold and bare. The paintings around the room all gave me a big glare. It was creepy, I didn't like it one bit. But a loud roar soon scared me into a fitty fee for fume. The giant roared, the vibrating sound waves had slipped. Through let out my ears, it was very loud. I smell the blood of an Englishman in New York. In Milan? In a castle of the rural village in Nowhereli. I slowly creeped up and told him my name, but he told me be careful, or I'm game. But as I was talking I noticed something odd. All my family belongings such as gold and a finishing rod, as well as my prized goose with a golden egg. I wasn't gonna let him take all this, so I kicked his leg, and he fell down and screamed in pain. I picked all of my stuff, and ran down the bean shock in vain. The giant begins to chase me, but is slow. When I reached the bottom I saw his face lit up with an angry glow. To prevent him from coming after me, I axed up the beanstalk, causing him to wobble and fall down and smash like a broken clock. Unconscious and then soon dead, I celebrated with a nice hearty loaf of bread. The giant was no more, the little shit is gone. Yet I still wonder, how the hell are we still gonna get out of being poor?